T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. You'll take whatever I give you. Welcome back, Show and Vern. We are here just for 1 hour. This is the final segment of the day. As the Royals look to complete the sweep against the Chicago White Sox, Cody Tapp, Cody's On Deck show coming up directly behind us. So make sure you are listening for that. Your chance to win an MVP golf card before we get out of here in about 10 or 15 minutes or so. All right. So I think many national people, Vern, have, I don't know about confusion, but just don't know the ins and outs of the Tyreek Hill case the way that we do here. And that, when I say we, us in Kansas City listeners, us, we talk about this. We've gone over this thing. Like, they don't know as much. And sometimes when they speak and when they talk about the situation, you can tell that is the case. But I think I do need to let Kansas City in a bit of a secret. I think there's a secret that maybe you all need to know about this Tyreek Hill case. And that is, nobody else is retrying this 2014 case, especially the important people here. I feel like a lot of people, and I've heard this, the thought is things that may be helpful to him is the 2014 case. They're not retrying that, but people aren't retrying the 2014 case as it is here. Like, they're using what happened in his history potentially to think about maybe whatever the punishment is, but they're not retrying the case, all right? And it does feel like, we talked about this here, Vern, that it feels like we are retrying the case or coming up with a different thing, or we're so focused upon what happened in 2014. It's only happening that place here.
Right, Kansas City, we're really diving into 2014. Yeah, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, Seattle, 2014. That's when Tyreek Hill pleaded guilty to putting his hands on his pregnant girlfriend at the time. And to be honest with you, most people in Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, and Miami didn't listen to the whole 11 minutes and 20 seconds. A lot of those people are like Jason Whitlock and what he told us last week. He never even heard the KCTV5 audio that they put out during the NFL draft. Again, first impressions, right? We all know the importance of first impressions. And for 95% of NFL fans, the first impression of Tyreek Hill was that he put his hands on his pregnant girlfriend. Now, I understand a lot of you listening are questioning what really happened in 2014, but outside of Kansas City, they're not. Also, those people that are not in Kansas City, those 95% of people that their first impression of Tyreek Hill was that he put his hands on his pregnant girlfriend, those people are NFL fans. They buy tickets, they buy sports packages, they buy jerseys. Those are the people that Roger Goodell will ultimately suspend Tyreek Hill for. He's not doing it to teach Tyreek Hill a lesson, no. Roger Goodell, when and if he suspends Tyreek Hill, he'll be suspending him to appease sponsors and to appease fans. It's going to anger Chiefs fans, but the other 31 fan bases in the NFL will likely applaud whatever decision Roger makes.
And you're bringing up Roger. Vern, I don't even know that I'm for sure to a point that they are In fact, I know they're not. They're not retrying what happened in 14. Like, they're not all of a sudden retrying the case. Oh, he pled guilty to this. Let's go back in and reach and see what all happened in 14 to try to make. They're not retrying because the law didn't change what he did plead guilty to. He did plead guilty to. Like that's still going to be there, right? And like I said, it's not even like you said, L.A., Miami, New York, Chicago, man. The people who are making decisions upon his future in terms of when he, how many games he'll get suspended, if he does or not, I don't believe what happened in 2014 in terms of, that recording we heard is going to change things.
Yesterday on The Drive, they spoke with Sports Illustrated's legal analyst, Michael McCann. He was asked what he thinks will happen suspension-wise.
I would imagine, I'm just guessing, maybe four games would be an amount that would reflect the overall role of parenting. I don't think Goodell can say he'll injure his son because there's a conflicting track record there. He could say that the recording where he talks about you should be terrified of me is damaging to the league, particularly given his history with her, and maybe some overall concerns about parenting that have led, that have contributed to this controversy. So he could avoid punishing him specifically for injuries to the son, given that I don't think we can say he did it, but he could still punish him for overall parenting and the threatening comment. Again, that's just how I could be way off for all I know.
Really good conversation yesterday. Check it out, radio.com app. Seek out The Drive. Also, 610sports.com. Go to the on-demand page and check out the interview, The Drive, with Michael McCann of Sports Illustrated yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.